Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Heard around the world on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. It's Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside of me is the world famous Joe Grande.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast all around the world. Ooh, I sound real hot in our headphones. I don't know if to you guys if I sounded real loud, but I did to me too. Thank you guys
for listening. Sound hot to me, baby.
To us all around the world, thank you so much. Check out our website, CannabisTalk101.com, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. We have so many great articles and blogs on the website. Call us up anytime too, just to say hello. 1-800-420-1980. And make sure you check out our Instagram pages at Cannabis Talk 101. Blue is at the number one, Christopher Wright.
Hello.
And I am at Joe Grande 52. And if you're looking for that trusted cannabis seed, folks, at a fair price, you want to head to rocketseeds.com or on Instagram. It's at rocket_seeds. And they're going to be with us, you guys, at the Burning Trees Festival. It's going to be the biggest concert of the year. It's the Burning Trees Festival, August 27th in Adelanto, California, performing live on stage. Let's test Blue. Who's performing live on stage?
Rick Ross, Ludacris, Busta Rhymes, Corrupt, Young Gotti, Too Short, Exhibit, Havoc, Mobb Deep,
Big Draco, a.k.a. Soulja Boy, all live on stage August 27th at the Adelanto Plaza and Event Center. Plus, we got the World Series of Cannabis presented by CanX, iHeartRadio's Cannabis Talk 101, Game Day, Green Holdings Group, Dues, The Blacklist, and Weed Maps. For tickets, check out canexus.com. That's CANNEXS.com. Or Brightlinked. Eventbrite. I don't know where I get this at.
Brightlink's the watch Event I got on.
That is. It really is. That's the one I probably got it from. Our guests on the show, not only good-looking gentlemen, but friends that we see around, they said, damn, there's no barber here today. I'm like, oh, you guys are damn near normals around here. They know we have a barber around here. We got Captain Cam, Cameron Hatton, you guys, the co-founder of Fiddler's Green, former Marine, and on board of directors. He's on the board of directors of Veterinary Cannabis Society, and also Justin Calvino, the founder of Emerald Road. A little description about these folks and what they do, you guys. Fiddler's Green is a woman and veteran-owned cannabis company operated out of Sonoma County, California since 2009. They're best known for producing CBD-rich and acetic cannabinoid tinctures and topicals using a solventless process based on centuries-old infusion techniques that captures the full spectrum of their craft flower. Now, Fiddler's Greens have chosen specific cannabis strains that work to bring your endocannabinoid system back into harmony and enjoy benefits such as pain relief. Who doesn't love that? Staying calm or peaceful sleep. we meet our guest, Captain Cam, at the insightful CanMed Expo in Pasadena out there in California when he was shaking his tail feather back in 2022 with his cane when I had my cane. We became cane brothers, and now he brings the cane to the studio here. Thank God I'm 32 days without a cane, so welcome, brother. And Emerald Road is a crypto-exclusive California lifestyle platform leveraging decades of local cultural experience with emergent technologies. Now, their platform allows participants to engage with brands, artists, creators, teachers, and practitioners. Their website offers invitations to VIP events, which is always dope, 10% off selective deliveries, and access to exclusive content. Their founder, Justin Calvino, will be the speaker at the CanExes seminar panel on August 26th, which will be followed by the CanExes Burning Trees Festival on August 27th in Adelanto, California. Please, everybody, let's give a warm welcome to Captain Cam, Cameron Hatton, and Justin Calvino to the show.
Thank you.
Welcome.
No doubt, guys. It's so good. I mean, to think, Justin, you're just grabbing mics, going everywhere while Cam's limping everywhere and just doing your guys' do. I mean, you both got the grays looking sexy on the face and the hair. I love the combo. What you guys, speaking everywhere, Justin, let me, Captain Cam, too. We just had you, and we had you on the show with us, too, over there.
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't come on the show with us.
No, I was attending all the seminars, so I didn't get a chance to come
How
talk
great
to
is that, first
I met his wife, him and his wife in the parking lot, right?
Yeah, we met in the parking lot at Breaking Down. But,
and that, to us, was one of the most amazing events ever. So tell us your cannabis story.
Well, I've been to every single one of the CanMed conferences, starting with the first one at Harvard Medical School 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we were one of the first farms to ever start growing CBD-rich cultivars over 10 years ago. And when I would take this into dispensaries, nobody knew what it was. Nobody knew what to do with it. We said, we called it the hippie's disappointment because, you know, we grew this great, beautiful flower, but it didn't get you high. But we realized, hey, you know, I can go out and slog in the farm a little bit longer. I'm feeling better. All of these things are happening. And so we had to become educators to learn all about CBD and acidic cannabinoids. So I started really looking up the doctors and clinicians and researchers who did the studies in this, like Dr. Ethan Russo, who you had on.
Sure.
And I just started calling, writing, emailing, and showing up to their offices, showing up to their universities, and just going, hey, what do we know about this? What can we learn about this? And so I learned directly from them. And then I took that to the dispensaries and taught the purchasers and then the bud tenders. And I've been training cannabis dispensary staff for about 10 years now.
And is that part of the business, too, that you're doing?
That's part of the business, especially when you work with CBD and acidic cannabinoids. You have to really get into the education of it because, you know, people, especially with CBD, it's not what you feel like THC. It's what you don't feel. Were you able to work a little longer? Were you able to focus a little longer? Were you sleeping a little better? And it's these difficult to quantify things that you really got to walk people through it and show them how to
get it. Well, they don't know it until they're doing it, right? And then all of a sudden, once you're looking for it, you're like, oh, shit, I feel really focused today.
Absolutely.
You start to realize it.
Are feeling better with your body because my true testimonial with using CBD was once I first started using it was because I had hip surgery and I was in, you know, say an 8 amount of pain from 10, you know, and I'm walking around hurting. I started using CBD on the daily and it went down to, I would say, 4 to 5. You know what I mean? Sometimes I don't feel the pain in the hip, especially right now because the pain in the ankle, I don't feel the pains in the hip, which is the arthritis that came because I've had 2 hip surgeries. So that's, for me, how I noticed it being a real true, like, no, this stuff works. Why? Oh, because I was at this pain and now I'm not and I can work longer and harder. I never used that terminology where I can go longer now because I was able to work out harder now. So I can. That's how I can tell I was able to do more stuff because my hips were feeling better. So it's funny that you say it that way.
Yeah, my wife and I, we're the co-founders, and she's runs the company, and I get to go talk about cannabis and all the fun stuff. But we started making this for us, you know, the topicals and the healing balms. Like I said, I'm a former Marine, and I grew up playing football.
Thank you for your service,
man. Thank you for your service.
And I was a bouncer for a lot of years, and then I was a scuba instructor in the Caribbean, and I'm a boat captain. I'm a sea captain. So, you know, I've lived a pretty wild, banged-up life. And so, you know, you get over 40, and you start to feel every little bit of it.
And this is true.
Yeah,
and it's so funny how we just don't see it as so like being pushed like it should be, in my opinion, right? Like, I love how Blue says it, going, if the country didn't know, it wouldn't be federally legal, right? The country knows there's the benefit for it.
Absolutely.
We know it. But to what extent, like you're saying, like, that's the message that needs to be pushed, almost like the get your vitamins, because I like to tell the people I care about, I go, you need to be on a daily CBD regimen. Why? Absolutely. Like, you take your vitamins.
And especially CBDA, the acidic cannabinoids, before they're heated and decarboxylated. Because if you look at a field of cannabis, you think about it about like a vineyard. You can't go out into a vineyard and grab grapes and get drunk. But eating the grapes and drinking the juice has a lot of antioxidants and health benefits. The same with raw cannabis, the CBDA, THCA, which is non-intoxicating. The acidic cannabinoids are finding that they are very effective at much smaller doses, especially when they're in a whole plant preparation or a whole flower preparation.
As you hear this, I've been hearing the story saying once you take the CBD, like a CBDA, you can't get high once you start smoking the joint. What is your thoughts and theories on that?
It takes you from being this high to this high. What CBD does is it slows down the reabsorption of THC and other neurotransmitters, other chemicals like dopamine and serotonin, so it allows them to last longer and work better in your body. It's also why it works great with opioid therapy, because you need less of it and it works better. But what it does is it changes the way THC binds with the CB1 receptors that causes the intoxication, so that it's gonna get rid of the anxiety, and it's gonna lower how high that peak of the high, but it's going to make the THC last longer in your body. So if somebody over-medicates or over-ingests, CBD is a great way to get rid of that anxiety and to dial it back a bit.
I heard milk works too. Is that true?
I don't know about the milk.
It's funny that you say that. I heard milk too.
Yeah.
I remember drinking milk.
Yeah, you know,
like,
and it's funny because, you know, I often tell people, you know, I've seen people like panic, and you're like, hey, do you want to take some CBD? They're like, no. And like, dude, it'll probably help you. And it's like, no.
Like, it'll really help.
It's so funny how people, I've seen a lot of people that act like that.
Well, I won't take a certain amount of cannabis because I know I'll get that way. Like, you know, I if I eat an edible, if I eat over 40 milligrams, I'm not feeling cool. I get paranoid, you know?
Me too. I'm one of the edibles judges for the Emerald Cup. And, you know, I like 10 to 20 milligrams. I'm not one of these guys. You know, the people that say they can eat thousands of milligrams or hundreds of milligrams and not feel it, that's because they're missing an enzyme in their liver that processes the THC into 11 hydroxy metabolites. So they are not getting that binding into their system. Ah. So there's a lot of people.
How do you get it to them?
You can do a sublingual, right? Or go the smoking it, so it goes directly into the bloodstream. Yeah. But eating it, when it gets processed by the liver, they can't process that. And I started out making edibles in the late 90s in the Caribbean. I started out making pot ice cream brownie sandwiches in the Virgin Islands.
Yeah. Is that the game? Yeah. Tell us that.
I was scuba diving one day, and I found a kilo of brickweed floating in the ocean.
No way!
Yeah, and it had been broken. It hit by a boat and broken open, so it was saturated with salt water.
Yeah.
So I couldn't smoke it and I couldn't sell it. And this is in 97 in the Caribbean, so I couldn't just Google what do you do with, you know, water soaked weed. And so I found
a brick of weed that literally floated into you. That's a crazy story.
So I found this old hippie cookbook that talked about cooking with it, and so I started learning how to make things with it. So I started making in the Caribbean, it's nice and warm. So I made pot ice cream brownie sandwiches and called them Red Beards and Ice Creams back when this was red.
So you made ice cream out of it?
Yeah, ice cream. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Did it get people high?
Oh yeah, yeah. But I over-medicated myself so much trying to get the dose in. I vibrated on a different frequency for years.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Did it affect you for a while?
Oh, for a long time. And then from there, I started going back and forth to Amsterdam. I would get a judge's pass and go to the High Times Cups in Amsterdam in the 90s and go hang out with, like, Jack Herer and meet Ed Rosenthal and all. I mean, it's amazing to just show up and hang out with these guys. But I got that's what really got me deep in the scene, because, you know, I'm a former Marine and I went to school for law enforcement.
Yeah.
So cannabis was never part of my family. I was really conservative family. You know, we were rodeo and country.
I love that.
And my dad's I'm a third generation Marine. My dad's a retired Marine Corps infantry officer. So, you know, only dopes did dope. I mean, but we drank, you know, that was the thing.
Yeah,
and so I never touched cannabis until the day I got out of the Marine Corps. And all of a sudden I realized I could take a deep breath.
Yeah.
I could slow down. You know, I used to work as a bouncer just so I could, you know, work off aggression and not go to jail for it. And then after I started using cannabis, it's like, you know, I don't have to be a dick.
Yeah, I could chill out.
You know, I could take a break. I can chill.
It's funny how cannabis works so well with that, Captain Cam. We're going to take a break real quick. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We're going to come back. We'll hear from Justin as well. But what a great story, and hearing how you find a brick of weed like that, dude. That's how it starts off in life for people.
And I want to find out how you two met after this break. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The NYX Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of NYX's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to NYX leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable NYX wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your NYX favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at NYX.com. That's KNIX.com for the NYX Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to NYX.com. That's KNIX.com.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Advanced Nutrients, you guys, they have the complete growing system for cannabis that optimizes all phases and cycles to bring your crops to their true genetic potential. Discover more at advancednutrients.com. I discovered more today at Advanced Nutrients because they got some new stuff coming out that's going to rock the growing world out there. And I'm not kidding. I just heard some stuff today from Big Mike that I was like, whoa.
It's going to be exciting, actually. Yeah. Some of the learning, the teaching that they're going after, I'm pretty impressed because I think it's important to, you know, consistently, one, teach your clients, but, you know, the end line users need to know what's going on.
They really do. And they're going to be out there at the Good Burning Trees Festival with us as well. So Blue asked the question, Captain Cam and Justin, how did you guys come together to make this to be here with us? How'd you guys meet?
Well, we met through the Emerald Exchange originally. So, I mean, originally we were,
what's the Emerald Exchange? Is it living out in the triangle out there? What do you mean by that?
So the Emerald Exchange is an event that, you know, say 2013, I started doing these cannabis farmers markets in the village of Mendocino. 2016, we knew that, you know, LA was going to be the biggest marketplace in the world and that us exchanging cannabis up on the hills together wasn't really... It was definitely made for great stories. Didn't make for great market share, but bringing us down into Los Angeles, I brought a farmers market down into the hills of Malibu, kind of underground, like kind of like a sesh, but a sesh for hippies,
low key.
Yeah. You know, we had a dress code actually, so we had, like, women with sundress, wedges. We had like Vogue, Etel, Fast Company, some of the bigger names in media come out, And we showed them what we were up to in Northern California with sun-grown, artisanal, small-batch craft cannabis.
Love it.
And, you know, it, but then, of course, we're branding everyone. People are still in mason jars. We're trying to figure out how everyone's going to work. And, you know, and through my travels, obviously, I got to meet great people like Cam and Jody and Shannon and the Fiddler's Green crew. But it's funny, we should have met a long time ago, because in 2011, 2012, and we talked the history was, I was growing the ACDC and stabilizing it with Dr. Courtney. I kind of originally got tricked. I don't know if anybody knows like Dr. William Courtney, but he was like the, you know, sort of like, you know, one of the godfathers of the understanding of the endocannabinoid system and right. CBD medicine. And he was, so you walk in and you have this entire, like the whole human genome up on his wall. Right. And he's pointing it out and he gives you the CAM lesson on how, you know, all your nerve receptors and their DNA and how you're regrowing and regenesis and all these things. And he decides, he's like, Justin, he's like, I have this strain, this ACDC. I really need you to grow it for patients. And I'm trying to get growers to grow it. Nobody's growing it because it's not psychoactive.
Right.
But I'm thinking, like, I don't care. I want to help people. I want to do this. Like, I'm like, sure, why not? I'm going to Costa Rica for 3 months, which is what we mostly all did. So I switched over my nursery and my indoor and everything into ACDC. So I, like, that was the only strain that I was growing for the 2011, 2012 crop going into the spring, and ended up, you know, growing for patients, growing for collective, growing for, but it was the biggest dive bomb in finances I've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh, really?
It was a non-psychoactive cannabis.
Sure. It didn't get you high.
So yeah, so this is way, this is before there was actually a CBD market.
Right.
And so I was growing for patients. So I had Lovin' It, I had Shiva and Sherry Glazer from Lovin' It Cooperative and growing for patients. And they were coming up and they were harvesting leaves and, you know, pulling stuff down, and you know, I had a father's collective from San Diego come up and pull leaves and flower and make oil, but no one was buying flower, and my ex was like, wow, you really know how to
screw shit up. And she's your ex now.
Yeah, for sure. But regardless, you know, so that was like this sort of thing. And now that is what Cam is growing. Like that's his thing. And that was like, you know, my gateway into CBD was sort of like that large, you know, mistake investment, which turned into being something like I Beautiful. Just wholly believed in from the onset. I was like, this is what we need to do. And of course, then I start doing it, but realize that, like, there is absolutely no market for it.
I'm starting all the way over.
Yeah. Starting 10 years ahead.
Oh, and that's what we just had to do, too. We have the very first permitted farm in Sonoma County. And so we've been growing CBD-dominant cultivars for over a decade. But Sonoma County is very unfriendly to cultivators. And so they have zoned us out of growing cannabis by raising the minimum parcel size. So we got our ACDC certified as hemp. And so now we grow it in the hemp market. We grow the exact same plant. And we may infuse it into organic olive oil the exact same way, but we don't have to deal with Metric. We don't have to deal with the Cannabis Bureau. We don't have to deal with a lot of the regulations. Yeah. And I can ship it. I can do tours at the farm. And so it's you know, we're trying to get it out there. So this is something that's it's a small part of the market. And nobody's getting rich making this, but when you have parents tell you that their children aren't having seizures, that their grandmother remembers them when they walk in, or their dog is able to go on walks again, it's just like, you
Game
know,
on.
You all during COVID, man. We would drive and drop off cases on people's doorsteps that couldn't get out of the house.
Yeah.
But their children needed this medicine. And so we've really focused on the medicine and the education with this.
What did you have here? What are the SKUs and how do you take them and what do you recommend them for?
So we brought some of the ACDC raw, and ACDC wasn't named after the band. It actually stands for alternative cannabinoid dietary consumption. It means the alternative cannabinoid is CBD, and then the dietary consumption is meant to be eaten raw. And so we infuse the whole flower into organic olive oil, so you retain the entire full spectrum, the entire profile, and it's drops you put under your tongue. And so I brought you guys a couple of the ACDC raw, which is the CBDA rich, and then I also brought you some of my Durban, which, you know, it's got a sizzle. It's that's whole flower Durban. It's been grown in my family of cultivators for probably 20 years. And then we infuse that into 190 proof organic cane rum at a really high potency. So it's get up and go.
Rum?
Yeah.
So it has alcohol? alcohol in it?
It is. Traditional tinctures are made with alcohol, and so it's 190 proof organic cane alcohol, which is basically a rum. And that way you can blend it into your smoothie or your juices. I put it under my tongue. We don't recommend it too much because it has a sizzle. It's got a real sizzle.
It literally sizzles your tongue.
Exactly. And then we also brought you some of our hemp line pet tincture as well. And so we make the same thing. It's with the only difference between our people and pet tinctures is the labels. We find that most people will spend way more money on their animals' health than they will on their own. And we see people limping into dispensaries all the time that are trying to find something for their animals. And then we see, you're obviously having problems. Can we find something for you? And go, no, my dog needs it more than me. So if we're going to make a clean organic medicine, we're going to make it for people and pets. And so that's what we're doing on our hemp line is we're doing the CBD. It's all ACDC, CBD, CBDA, our pet tincture, and then topicals as
well. So is it called My Pet and Me?
And it's funny,
but it's for both of us.
Pet and Me.
That's for both of us. We both
just
take funny. It.
My dog just got my neutered me. Yesterday. Dog got neutered yesterday. It's just been all it has the cone on its neck and the whole nine.
Yeah, yeah. This will really help. Our farm dog won't eat her food until she gets the drops on there. She's an old pit bull, and we all limp down the stairs.
She put the drops on the food?
On the food, on a treat, and she'll lick it off my hand. She will bark at me if I don't put enough on her bowl. She'll sniff it, and then she'll look at me like, you didn't put enough on here, dude.
Yeah.
And so I will add more drops, and she'll smell it, and then she's okay, and she'll eat it, and then we'll go work on the farm.
So my dogs both, you know, are pretty old, and one of them is always getting CBD just because if you touch him, he's, you know, he just.
Oh, really? But
yeah, dude, all the time. So if I give him CBD at night, he'll sleep better, and then in the daytime, if I give him a little bit in the morning with the snack, you know, he'll eat it up and just his day goes throughout well. If I don't, then he's stressing out, you know. He drags butt a little bit. Mm-hmm. You touch him, he's hurting a little bit. So and he's a small dog, so you got to be careful because I've overdosed him a little bit to where he was a little, you know what I mean, walking a little sideways for a little bit. And I was like, ooh, I hit him too hard, you know.
That's how my dog was last night. His dog couldn't get up. Like, we had to get him. He's like, woo, didn't want to eat.
But he still liked it, though. Like, he was, like, wagging his tail, but he was, like, going sideways. He liked it, like, you know, because he's always in so much pain. He's got back problems.
Oh, yeah, this definitely will work with him. And also remember with CBD, it's called biphasic. So it has two different effects in the level of dosing. So if you take or you give it to your animal or your child, whatever, that's using the CBD, small doses can be stimulating and focusing, and larger doses can be calming. You know, we say it's non-intoxicating, but it's still psychoactive because it calms your head. It quiets the circus that won't stop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's well said.
That's and which one is that, though? The last one?
That's the two bottles outside of the box on the ends there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's we're also running a special for everybody and for your listeners at fgwellness.com. We're doing 25% off with the discount code CANATALK101 at fgwellness.com.
Spell that for them.
FG. Fiddler's Greens, mm-hmm. wellness.com.
And then the
code is CANATALK.
CANNATALK.
101.
101.com.
Nice. That's a good one. We're going to come back. You guys are at the high five coming back. The co-founder of Fiddler's Green and the co-founder of Emerald Road. Justin, what an interesting story to you to think about this. Yeah. I mean, even to think that you created this and this is the same strain that you were. Are you still in talks with that same doctor?
No, he's on the run, actually. He's still
in Costa Rica.
He's still
right
in Costa Rica. Yeah. I mean, he got enough threats. He left country originally, but you know, the DC was because he essentially wanted this to be a salad product.
Mm-hmm.
This was a salad product. Like, so the people that were harvesting from my farm were harvesting with his protocol, which was salads. Wow. It wasn't tinctures. It wasn't topicals. The collective that would come up from San Diego, you know, they were reducing their grand mal seizures, you know, 300 to 1. So,
yeah.
You know, I had kids that were six, you know, 5, 6 years old that were having 300 grand mal seizures a day to reduce to 1 waking seizure from this. Wow. Through Dr. Courtney's protocol and then moving on to an oil protocol. But it was definitely, you know, this is magic.
Yeah, you know? And you can take thousands of milligrams of raw cannabinoids and tolerate it really well. Whereas if you take THC. You know, most people, 2.5 milligrams is a threshold dose. Boom. 5 milligrams, you're starting to get where most people will feel it. And 10 milligrams is quite a lot many people.
Yeah, you're high.
You can take thousands of milligrams, and some people need that for certain medical issues.
I don't want both those ones on the ends?
Not the Durban. The Durban.
Durban's a little,
The Durban will take you on a ride, yeah.
Yeah.
We had a story earlier about my sister yesterday who took some AC/DC gummies and ended up calling going like, OMG, I can't pick out shoes at the store, because she had just a little micro amount of THC in there and it like kicked up, but it was like, you know, max, you know, CBD, but just that little bit of THC.
It's funny how some people affect them that way, right?
Yeah, really.
It's just certain people, CBD this one, CBD that, and they get all woo.
Yep.
Well, folks, you need to be trying this. The website again is?
It's fgwellness.com, Fiddler's Greens Wellness, and the discount code is CannaTalk101.
Women-owned and veteran-owned and operated. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
Keep it locked right here.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
I hope you guys out there are ready for the biggest concert of the year. It's the Burning Trees Festival, August 27th. That's a Saturday in Adelanto, California. Performing live on stage, the boss man himself, Rick Ross, Ludacris, Busta Rhymes, Big Draco, a.k.a. Soulja Boy, Too Short, Havoc from the infamous Mobb Deep, X to the Z Exhibits, which was so nice to talk to him the other day, Blue, when you called him, and Corrupt Young Gotti. All live on stage August 27th at the Adelanto Plaza and Event Center. Plus, we got the World Series of Cannabis presented by Canexus, iHeartRadio's Cannabis Talk 101, Game Day, Green Holdings Group, Dues, The Blacklist, and Weed Maps. For tickets, go to canexus.com. That's CANNEXS.com. We're all going to be out there, and our whole staff's going to be out there, and I want to thank them all for everything they do. Jen, Erica, Daniel, Cal, yes. Christian A, love Christian them. S, Danny P, Funk, Connor, Gabrielle, Sagar, Jessica, Cash, Cam, Kimberly, Isaiah, Salar, Nadia, Ali, Pitt, Devin, Chris Francino, Jennifer, Elvis, and of course, Mark Carnes. Thank you guys all for everything you do here for us that keep us going. On the show, you guys, Captain Cam, your knowledge for this, and Justin, to think what you did early on, It reminds me of just the love of this industry, right? Like, you lost ex-girlfriend. It makes me think of your journey, of what you've done for the industry with cancer patients and this and that. You and your wife doing this. When you find good products and good people and good things, this is what this industry to me is truly about. Not this crazy business of this and that. Like, even for you, Captain Cam, what led you and your wife to stay full board with this, and your wife's running the business side, and you're the beautiful hot IG girl that's on Instagram posting everything, and you're the talker that's going to all the educational, like, you go to the best educational things. You're learning from Canemed, which is the best in the business. Like, that to me was the best. And you've been to every single one, which tells me your knowledge is up there, like, professor level, right? So as you do this and learn this, what made you say, I got to learn it this much?
It's just, it's such a deep rabbit hole to go down, and we know so little about it because the federal government blocks all research. So the NIDA and the DEA won't allow positive research for cannabis, only negative research. And so we have to go out, and we work with parents and autism support groups like Whole Plant Access for Autism or the Veterinary Cannabis Society. And we work with people on the ground doing the studies themselves and working with support groups, finding what works through trial and error. And then we work with the doctors, and, you know, some of the doctors there, that's why we keep showing up, is they call us and say, our patients need this. You can't stop. And I just, you know, working in the regulated cannabis market, I just want to go run back to the islands and hide and never have to deal with another regulator or you know, kind of this BS again.
But between Justin and Captain Cam, I want to hear one good one from each of you real quick of anecdotal evidence that you've seen, because we heard the 300-to-1 seizures. Who's a personal story that you spent time with and go, wow, I watched this do that and help them with this product?
We have a little girl in the desert named Baby Willow, and she was told she was never going to be functional. She'd never be verbal. She was going to be on a feeding. This was at birth. She had complications at birth, and she has some very severe seizure disorders. And she was basically going to be in nursing care her whole life. You know, her parents were told, you're going to be in diapers with her whole life. She's never going to be functional. And she has been taking our tincture for quite a while. She's pretty much off of them now, but she's seizure-free. She's 4 years old, starting pre-K, off the feeding tube, running around with her brother, and she Jody goes and sees her all the time, and she brings us little seashell gifts, and she runs around and talks, and every time you see, you know, Baby Willow or any of these other kids, it's just like, how can you stop? How can you stop when you see the benefits that's happening for this? And, you know, so no matter what we're going through with, you know, the regulated market, it's nothing compared to the positive things it's doing for these kids.
Man, you know, it's such a
It just blows your mind when you think of those stories, because even when you first heard of this, to do it, Justin, to lose financially, right? That's a year of.
But it's not. It was the education game, that you want, right? Yeah, like, so it's like, you know,
the saves, the gains that are
what
souls.
You get out of it, right? Sometimes it's much further, and you know.
More rewarding,
rewarding
than financial.
Than financial. Well, you know.
Anecdotally, I have to say, like, you know, we I have the one really good story. The rest of them are just, it's just every day, every day you get someone new that comes in that topical cannabis took away my skin cancer. You know, like, you know, I had a, you know, car accident, motorcycle accidents, brain reparation, tissue reparation, like all these things, THCAs, THCVs. You know, like, every day you're getting someone new telling you a different story of how this changed or saved their lives.
Get a little closer.
But, I think the number one was Sean coming up from San Diego and his son having the 300 seizures a day, wearing a helmet, absolutely zero chance at a normal life because he literally had to have a guardian around him at all times because he was going to fall out and convulse, to his dad every single morning getting a cup of coffee, walking into his bedroom and nudging him so that he could have one waking seizure. And he'd have one waking seizure, he'd wake up, there was his one waking seizure, and then the rest of his day he got to be a normal child. And they got to be normal parents. That is, you know.
Wow.
So that was something. What and that came from the farm, but we were you know, a lot of what we were doing was not only we were growing enough to make salads for humans and smoothies for humans, which means we had three greenhouses full plus our indoors that were, you know, and our large light assist. And this is 2011, so you know, we were growing. You know, that was the only way to grow through. It wasn't called light assist back then. It was called a winter crop. Yeah. so like we didn't have, it was just called how we grew in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And you know, but then to have, you know, to have clones being taken, having the clones go out to everyone. So our clones were feeding, you know, nurseries, you know, all up and down the coast, because that was the only spot that was growing that much CBD. Like, we were just, you know, the spot. And we were freely going, like, yeah, whoever wants to come grab,
yep,
come on. Because there's no market for it. It's not going to sell.
That's how we got it.
You know?
Like, they were all being given away.
Yeah,
free.
We were giving away. Like, I was like, you're not going to sell. Like, so we were bringing, people are just coming on and doing cuts, grabbing as much as they possibly could, the flower, the biomass, you know, and we didn't spray. So we were like, hey, look, looks like mites are going to start coming in this greenhouse, right. You know, everybody in. And, you know, we'd call everybody and we'd basically, you know, mulch stuff. That's actually how we stopped growing AC/DC, was finally after the last, like, you know, mites came in and we weren't spraying. Because we weren't going to spray any. We have very strict no spray medicine.
Right, you know, yeah. Were you using, like, what were you trying to use for to fight them? Any kind of other, like,
ladybugs?
Ladybugs, yeah.
Ladybugs.
Yeah, I was waiting for that, yeah.
And I love catnip. Planting catnip around the perimeter of the farm, because the mites will go to the catnip.
Yeah.
And I was growing Sour Tsunami at one point, and I would have branches laying in the catnip covered in spider mites, and the mites would not leave the catnip to go onto the cannabis. Yep. So we'd have sacrificial plants around the garden as well. Beneficial plants, sacrificial plants. We create habitats for lizards and spiders to come, and you know, we create a very biodiverse ecosystem, so nothing can come in and just run rampant.
They take off over here. They might snap over here a little bit, but they go back to what's easy, their easiest fruit.
Exactly, and something else is going to be there to eat them.
Yeah, I did ladybugs, you know, and I let off a bunch of ladybugs once, and you know, and then I left, and the room was all quiet, but I forgot I left all the fans on. I mean, just learned a lot. Yep. You know what I mean? The fans came turned on at the regular time or whatever, and I didn't think, you know, oh, it was just kind of boop boop boop, but it was just a wreck. But I mean, it was good though. I mean, we got they wiped out. They got to feast all night or whatever. You know what I mean? Or all morning.
Mm-hmm. So I went through a heat wave as like 2012, 2013, and my plastics became completely and totally the fold over became a trough of ladybugs, and I remember because I had was closing everything off. You know, and I was depriving them of sun. I was just going with or of light, and so I was doing the first dep. And I remember killing. There was no airflow. I remember killing like all of. It got so hot, all of my ladybugs died, and it was like this. It was just a sad moment. There were bees and ladybugs. You could just go through and pick them up, and it was just
growing life.
Insect death.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do the high five, you guys, with these lovely gentlemen, Captain Cam and Justin Calvino. And what a great company. Fiddler's Green, Emerald Road. I'm going to ask you guys these questions. You'll go in the order. Captain Cam, you'll go first. Justin, you'll follow him. It's the same question. Question number one. How old were you the first time you smoked cannabis, and where'd you get it from?
I was 22, and it was a guy I worked with at a bar, and he got me high for the first time, and it was the day I got out of the Marine Corps. I think I was still in my camis.
Wow. Yeah. Was it a joint?
No, we pipe? Actually smoked it out of a crushed up pop can, because that's all we had at the moment. So that was my first experience smoking it. You're making the Instapipe.
What about you, Justin?
12, I was, it was a friend of a cousin who worked at the pool that we were members of. You know, we had the public pool to ride bikes down there. And then it was out of a crushed Coke can behind a chicken coop across the street from the pool, and sitting in this old abandoned chicken coop smoking can weed at 12.
Wow.
So
that's always a good time.
So I'm going to change question number two today. Question number two of the high five. When's the first time you've ever seen your cannabis or CBD help somebody?
Ooh, I like that. It's a great change.
Yeah, I can't. Well, me personally. I mean, it was such a, like I said, I was in the Marine Corps. I wanted to be career. I was going to school for law enforcement. And then as soon as I smoked cannabis, it just changed everything about me. It calmed me down. I felt so much better. I was so motivated, and it just brought joy to my life that I sold everything I owned, picked an island out of a book, and moved to the Virgin Islands for a decade. And
yeah.
Just worked with the plant and made edibles and just
fantastic.
So I was the first person.
That's an amazing story. That's a great one. That's a good switch. We need to change that. What about you, Jess?
I'm going to switch it up just a little bit because I'm going to say, like, the most impactful, like, moment, like, the most transition I had when I saw it support
right.
someone, which was at one of our first Emerald Exchanges. Someone came up and they had smoked my pineapple that I grew, and they were an indica smoker, indica only, indica.
Right.
I basically made them take this joint of pineapple and was like, I want to hear about this moment. And, you know, like, I get to hear back. And I remember this guy came back and said it was like he was a kid again. It was like what smoking was supposed to be. It was a psychedelic experience. It shifted everything for him. Like, he was interacting with farmers. He was interacting at the market. He was interacting with everyone. He was having the most fun he's had since he was since he was a kid. And I just remember, like, knowing then that we as legacy farmers and regenerative farmers, non-indoor, sun-grown, you know, like, salt of the earth farmers had a chance, sure. you know, at impacting the world. And it wasn't all about the THC count. It wasn't all about the things. And I think that for me, that was what gave me the most hope that our cannabis was going to help.
Wow. That was deep again. Very well said. That's a great question. But question number three of the high five, craziest place you've ever used cannabis or smoked.
In the middle of the blue star on the 50-yard line of the old Dallas Cowboys stadium.
Are you a Cowboy fan?
Hell no. I'm married to a Texan.
Oh, that was so cool, though. I'm a huge Cowboy fan. I still love the story, though.
Yep.
Oh, amazing.
It was great. We were doing my wife and I owned a Cajun restaurant in Texas way back in the day, and we were doing a restaurant event. And so we had full access to the locker rooms in the field, and I went down there and took a knee and pulled out my one hitter and hit it right in the middle of the blue star.
Danny White, Troy Aikman, all my old guys. I love them. What about you, Justin?
Ouch. I'm just trying to get over the fact you're a Cowboys fan.
Coming from a Niner fan, I'm sure.
No, Pats.
Oh, okay. You know, but so you're a cheater. Okay, it's cool. You're like the cheaters.
No. What does my daughter say? Cheating is just a better way to win. So just, you know, who makes the rules? Anyway, regardless... best or most exciting place, is that what it is? Craziest place is it was soon to be iconic in Providence, Rhode Island. They're making it into sort of like a garden monument, which is the old East Providence Bridge, which is a train bridge that goes up about 300 feet. It's an actual drawbridge. It was a train bridge. It goes about 300 feet, almost vert.
Wow.
And one of the things we used to do as kids was... we would climb up to the top and sit on it.
What?
But it's at an angle, right? So there's no real good place to sit. Like, you're sitting on an angle.
Right.
Right. You're not sitting.
So you're not sitting.
Like, laying.
You're on a rocker, right? Yeah. You're on a point.
Yeah.
So what we used to do was we would climb up and kind of hang over it, because then you're looking down both ways. It's like fucking 300. It's an insane.
You went all the way up to the top?
Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, because you're climbing up the train tracks.
Yeah.
You climb up the train tracks.
Oh, the train tracks. Yeah.
All the way up to the top. Yeah, it's not like, you know.
Right.
You're capable. We're capable. You can do it. It's whether or not you have the guts to do it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's where we used to smoke blunts.
That's crazy.
So
cool.
We would climb up to the top and smoke blunts on
this
thing.
That's a good spot.
And you know, there was a time, possibly two, where I actually was able to get over and sit and just kind of rock. And I can still feel it right now. Like,
that
you're up.
Yeah,
well, because you're up there in the wind. You're up there and you're just like this on this like little train point where you're just like, and it's like, fuck, if you fall back,
you're rolling down.
That's the fuck.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're alive.
It's not the water. It's the back.
Because when you stop, you're probably going to stop to death.
There's no fucking way you're catching yourself.
Yeah.
So it's the figuring out how to get back over.
Wow, that's a crazy place to smoke.
Yeah, while you just smoked.
You just smoked a blunt, so that's the thing. And this is back.
That's a death-defying blunt smoke trick right there.
This is, yeah. So anyway.
Talk about the stomach and paranoia.
Right. Exactly.
Question number four of the high five. What is your go-to munchie after you get high?
Oh, man, I love to cook. It rotates around quite a bit. But one thing we just made, because we were at the state fair, we were at the Calcana Awards, and so we made bacon-wrapped, deep-fried Reese's peanut butter cups.
Bacon-wrapped, deep-fried.
Wow. How were they?
They were phenomenal.
Nice.
We were at the cannabis hall at the state fair for the last 17 days. The first time we've ever had cannabis at the state fair.
How was that? Yeah.
It was amazing. Our farm was the featured farm, so we brought AC/DC hemp plants and had them up there. Brian and all the crew that were there for the Calcana Awards, it's the first time we had cannabis judging at the state fair. It was all
we talked about.
Yeah, I heard about it.
It was phenomenal. It was amazing.
What a great time.
It was a whole new crowd of people, because normally at events, it's all of us cannabis people talking to cannabis people. And so we had people walking in and asking what THC was.
Well, now they're getting education.
Yeah.
Because you got, you know, the green, there's folks that are green to the game, not like green that know the game, but they're
new to the game.
They're new to the game, and they're coming up going, wow, they're letting cannabis in. What's going on? Tell me about it. And asking questions. And some of them probably are just trying to educate whoever's standing next to them.
Exactly.
or they're just, you know, sincerely want to know whether or not something they want to try. And I think it's an alternative, you know, for a lot of different things, like you said, you know, for medicine, for sure. There's no way our country would ever allow it to be medicinal had it not been. You know, we're not going to just call it medical marijuana and just, but we're the United States, you know, like
it's funny. It's really medical. You had to have a medical reason in a card. And now that we have Prop 64, we can't talk about medical effects anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
how
it's
crazy.
It's,
is that?
It's going to be interesting over the next
Let's
couple
get,
years.
Justin.
Question number. Oh yeah. Justin.
Yeah.
Go for
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was there. I spoke at the event, and it was amazing to go see, to watch.
Did you eat one of the Reese's?
No, I did not.
The bacon Reese's.
I did that. My answer to the question is food.
Just all food.
just food. I love to soup. I love to cook soup. So there's nothing like, you know, homemade, like chicken and kale, like just hearty, good
food.
Soup.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's
I love
that's,
soups for me is wintertime, and I love soups in the winter. And I like to puree them.
I'm
going to
go hard this year on soups now. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, making pho from scratch, roasting the bones, and taking 2 days to make the broth.
Just to really broth it,
Oh, question number five of the high five is I'm hungry for some soup right now.
Yeah, I love it.
If you could smoke cannabis with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Harry J. Anslinger.
Who's that?
This is the guy who started the war on drugs in the 1930s.
Yeah.
He was a former Treasury officer who was going after bootleggers. And when they repealed Prohibition, they needed to find a job because they were losing their job. So he turned to cannabis. And he's the one that did Reefer Madness. And he's the one that started the entire war on drugs, went around the world and got other countries to ban cannabis. He arrested doctors. But he basically started the war on cannabis. And I want to go get him high and fix him.
Oh, he probably smoked the whole time.
Well, he used to provide the head of the FBI with heroin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's
Well, heroin's okay. Let's just figure that. You're fucking crazy, right? No. What about you, brother?
I'm gonna go with Marcus Aurelius. I'm going to have to say that, like, stoicism and his understanding of natural systems, like if you ever listen to, or well, I mean, obviously you don't listen to him, he doesn't have a podcast or anything, but if you ever read anything that he wrote, you know, he understood the soil microbes benefits to your microbial system, like your microbiome. Wow. He understood everything being interconnected, and we're talking about a Roman emperor. Yeah. You know, we're talking about someone who was not bred to be in a society of people, yet because he was a Stoic and because his grandfather at the time gave him some of the best philosophers to sort of teach, and this was the understanding that was coming from that school of thought, he chose to go that route, which is very humble, and understanding that maybe his way wasn't the best and he had to look at the entire system, and he did it from a place of power, which for me
Yeah, one of the great Stoics.
Yeah, one of the great.
It is very clever. Like, wow. Yeah. I had no idea that. So until that, what made you even be drawn to that man? Where were you at what level of your life that drew interest?
I mean, so I do a lot of historical fiction. I do a lot of understanding. And understanding of the Roman emperors, and actually like coming in from Greece and into Rome and the founding of Rome. The fall of Troy, founding of Rome, and my daughter lives in Rome. So when I'm over, I really want to geek out. And I've just been always fascinated by good men.
It's funny he mentions like, that. Like, we actually have his book in the car, like, Meditations.
Yeah, really? like good, strong leaders.
Yeah.
That, you know, like, that live their information. I'm just naturally, I just like,
you drawn
know,
to it.
That's who I get to be someday. And, you know, and that's who I want influencing me, you know, and what I read, you know, the medicine that I take, you know, just, you know, I want truth. I want understanding. And that's, you know, and he's one of the greats. And so I think, as he came through, you know, over the last two decades, I definitely, you know, appreciate what he's brought to my life.
I love that. Very well said. Anything else that we missed, guys, before we let you guys get on out of here?
FGwellness.com. CannaTalk101 is the discount code. And we have tinctures for your pets. And we grow weed for babies, puppies, and grandmas.
How do you spell CannaTalk?
CannaTalk101.
Well, there it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. And remember this, if no one else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.